Hey. Good morning, evening, or
Freestyle
afternoon.
Friday.
This is your boy Holiday. So, full disclosure, I did my first episode of Freestyle Friday in about a year, a little bit over a year. And the whole time, this is my first time doing it in a video format. So the whole time, I'm over here like recording. I had a whole hour worth of audio. And then the reason why, I guess you could tell, because the reason why I'm telling you this now is because I forgot to hit record. Well, I'm recording in a new format, and I didn't record it in that format. I recorded it in Pro Tools. So I do have the audio version of it. I just don't have the video version of it. So what I want to talk to you guys today was Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Rick Ross. Another full disclosure before I go through this. I'm not going to take a whole hour with this podcast because I done did it all. Got to get my son home. But I'm not a fan. The only person I was a fan of in this whole thing before a month ago, was Rick Ross. I casually listened to J. Cole. He's starting to grow on me. My brothers and I did a top 50 last year. Let me see when it's the last has been modified. I'll tell you. Or I could just go see when the last time we updated. So damn, it's been over a year. Wow. So, so we did the top 50. Oh man, almost a year ago. And in that top 50, I just wanted to see basically where all these people rank in that top 50. While I was going through the episode on my audio, one that I forgot to hit video on. So Rick Ross was the only one that I listened to, but he did not make the top 50 because he was ranked so low in the other rappers who did it. So he didn't make the top 50, but J. Cole made 15, Kendrick Lamar made 16, and Drake made 40. So full disclosure, that's where we put him at in the top 50. When it comes out, you're going to see it. But before, a month ago, the only person I really listened to, like a lot, at any given time in my life was Rick Ross. Kendrick Lamar, it's something about his voice. I didn't really listen to him that much. I could listen to about two songs at a time, but after this weekend, that guy has been my number one go-to when it comes to songs. Drake, he could rap his ass off. I recognize his rap skill. He don't have the steelo or the people that are not famous that act like Drake, I don't be around. So Drake has characteristics of people I don't fuck with. So the whole being around a person but trying to fuck their girl, I don't do that. They even insinuated that the person that put the person that put Drake on went to jail. And while that guy was in jail, he was fucking his girl. You know what I'm saying? And I can't tell, was it, anyway, I ain't gonna speculate on that. But Lil Wayne went to jail, and it was insinuated that Drake started messing with the girl. Like, that's messed up. And that's the kind of behavior that I see. He was an emotional rapper. He was a singer. So even with singers like Tank, I listen to Tank. Genuine, listen to Genuine. Jacquees, I listen to a little bit of Jacquees, but I never could listen to Drake because Drake, his way of singing is more feminine to me. Like I would treat him like an R&B singer, like a girl R&B singer. So I don't really listen to a lot of Drake. And again, I'm not trying to diss anybody today. I'm really just, I want to do all the disclosures as I go through these songs, because what I wanted to do on this Freestyle Friday, it's my first one. I was going to come on and give you guys some freestyles, talk to you about what I was doing over the past year. But Friday, I decided I was going to just listen to all these disses and see what's going on. I did not expect it to be this good. But so today, because I've already recorded for an hour, I'm going to take a few minutes and I'm just going to go through real quick the raps from Like That all the way until today, 8 o'clock on May the 5th. I'm sorry, Cinco de Mayo. So, and then I'm going to give you my ranking, because Friday night, I saved my mind for all of this. I waited till Friday night and I listened to all of these songs. And then I listened to them again yesterday. And then I listened to No Life Shaq. Review them just to make sure I didn't miss anything and get more of a good timeline. That's my son right there in the background. And then I listened to him again this morning. And when I listened to him this morning, there was a new diss that had dropped. So, but the first one was Like That. Kendrick Lamar did a song with Future and Metro Boomin. And on this, he said, "There's no longer Big Three. It's just Big Me." And that set it off. That's the way it started. I didn't even hear of this when it started. I was not paying attention at all. So, yeah, I missed all of that. But it wasn't right behind. It looks like a few days later, like a week later or so, 7 Minute Drill came out. Now, because of our list that we composed of, I decided I was going to give J. Cole a try. And it just, like, coincidentally, I downloaded his album maybe last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, and listened to, the first thing I listened to on it was 7 Minute Drill. I listened to 7 Minute Drill, then it was time for me to go. But I immediately knew it was a diss, because it sounded like when Jay-Z diss Nas. Your first album, you did so many albums in so many years. Your first one was your second one was blah, blah, blah. So it was that format. So I knew he was dissing somebody. And then when I went through it and actually heard how he said the album's with, the only person I knew that could follow that up was Kendrick. So, okay. So I'm like, okay, somebody dissing Kendrick? Oh, shit. A Clash of the Titans, you know what I'm saying? And then J. Cole took that shit off. Now, Like That, I gave a 10. I gave 10. I Like That a 10 because it started strong. Like, you could not soft this after that. You had to come strong. J. Cole came with a warning. I gave it a 7. It was like, okay, you want to start some stuff, but I'm giving you one. Just shut the hell up. And we don't have to do this. That was the warning. And then he decided that he wanted to push all the way out. And said, all right, I'm out. So, anyway. Drake said he was going to do something different. And Drake did push-ups. He didn't sit down and do push-ups, even though he probably would have. He probably did some push-ups before he went and did the song push-ups. He probably recorded himself doing push-ups. And then sent pictures to some girl. Right after he did push-ups, and then went and recorded push-ups. But I gave push-ups an 8, you know what I'm saying? Because he snapped. He went in on everybody. But I don't think it's cool to talk about fucking your friends' girls. Like, if you was a dude and you was friends with somebody, why would you fuck that girl? I mean, that's grimy on both of y'all, you know what I'm saying? First of all, why would you fuck your friend, girl? And why would you ever say anything about it if you do? So that's two things. I can honestly say I've never fucked a friend's girl behind their back. I always had permission. Because I was... if it looks like it's going to go that way, I'm a free love type of person, but if it looks like it's going to go that way, I have man rules. I'm going to go talk to the man first. I even had to talk somebody by his sister. You know what I'm saying? Because we were cool. And it looked like it was going to go that way, so I had to go talk to his sister. I mean, go talk to him about his sister. So I'm not talking about stuff that's out of experience. This is how I believe a man should be, and that's just, I feel like that's snake behavior when you fucking a friend's girl behind their back. So push-ups, I gave 8. Even though he was rhyming his ass off, I just can't really co-sign with that behavior. But if it's a good ass diss, it's just that behavior I can't co-sign. Champagne moments, that's when Rick Ross went in and let loose. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross was going to come with the things that he was going to come with. You knew what bag he was pulling from. You knew what he was going to say, but you didn't know how he was going to say it, because he always finds a way to say it the gangster way. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you listen to Rick Ross, man, all your troubles just float away. You know what I'm saying? It does, man. It's just like, you can't, when you listen to Ross, you that feeling that you just got right there, where you was like, oh, chill time, let me smoke one, you know what I'm saying? That's the feeling you get when you hear Ross, man. Champagne, all right. Anyway, Ross put that boy out there. And again, it's stuff that I see out of Drake. Like, the behaviors and stuff like that. Like, and then he just expounded on it in Champagne Moment, and say, hey man, you shouldn't even really be saying the N word. You carry the type of stilo of a guy that shouldn't be saying the N word. Like, you're basically a white boy that's happy to be around black guys. So another thing he accused Drake of was stealing Wayne's flow. And I also said that a long time ago. It seems like, to me, it seemed like him, Nicki, and Wayne, like, they was always around each other. They was always doing stuff together. So it was like, you could pick up one, take them out. You could just mix their voices around. Like, everybody could do any verse. Like, it seemed like the same person was writing all their stuff, and then different people just going to spit it. You know what I'm saying? So, not saying anybody... I wasn't in the room, so I don't know what happened there, but that's what it seemed like to me at that time. You know what I'm saying? But it could just as much well be that everybody was together so much. They was doing so much stuff together for that one time period that all their rhymes just eventually started sounding like in the same flow pattern and everything. again, also, he pulled the man card. You know what I'm saying? He was like, how you gonna leak a song? You know what I'm saying? How you gonna leak your diss against me? Now, so why don't you just check me when you see me? Like a man. No, so that was like some grown man type shit, though. I gave that an 8. You know what I'm saying? Then Drake came with the most pussiest shit ever. And I have to say it like that. This is the Drake behavior that I don't fuck with. Like, that I said it plenty of times. Like, AI. First of all, you took an AI song. You took an AI version of Tupac. You took an AI version of a man that's living, Snoop Dogg. And you made them say things that they wouldn't go eventually. And you said it was on some bullshit. Like, the motherfucker, the rhymes wasn't good. The rhymes wasn't even on beat. You know what I'm saying? Rhymes were not good. The rhymes were not on beat. And those people can't co-sign the shit that they say. Like, that is some fucked up shit. Like, I can't rock with that. And then Drake came on subpar on that too. Like, I give that a 4. I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4 because it was so hard to listen to before you get to Drake. And then Drake was okay in his rhyme scheme. Like, he didn't do anything to elevate. You know what I'm saying? So I just gave it a 4. But I guess he went too far, and that's the way he went too far. Because Drake had to sit back. Probably woke up one morning, went in and brushed his teeth and washed his hand, took a knee and thanked the man, and then got a text on his phone said, Hey, Doc, K-Dot dropped Euphoria. And he's like, what the fuck is Euphoria? And then he had to listen to Kendrick Lamar threaten to expose him. So evidently he went too far. And after Drake said, hey, I have more. So don't make me go further. Then Kendrick said, okay, I have more. Don't make me go further. I'm going to pull your card. Don't make me go any further, man. He went in on him as what a man is. You know what I'm saying? He said he liked Drake with old melodies. He liked Melody Drake. He don't like the Drake that acts tough, and which is a little bit different for me. I don't like people acting, but I do like the spitting Drake. Like when Drake first came out, and he was spitting before he started the singing. I like that, you know. And then that was also before I could see what kind of person he was, you know what I'm saying? But I like spitting Drake. K-Dot likes Melody Drake. So that's a little bit of the difference between us. He also insinuated the man might be a little bit sweet, broke wristed, you know what I'm saying? And he done raised his kids. And then one of the things that was in that, I recognized some of it from the start, but I did look it up to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. But the whole Wiz thing, when Richard Pryor said that everything everybody says about me is true, he put that at the very beginning of Euphoria and flipped it to go backwards. Y'all flipping the scene yet, though? That was the Mystic version. Then, after that, he dropped 616 in L.A., and I did go and look up what 616 in L.A. might have meant. But I automatically, I looked it up first myself and saw that it was basically Father's Day, because I look up dates first. And then when I typed it in, I started remembering that it was Tupac's birthday. And then once I got it in there, I actually looked around to find out what he might have meant for that. And it's a lot of different things that I mean, but I kind of figure that somewhere between Father's Day and Tupac's birthday, that is that basically what I mean, what he was going for. But on this one, he started talking about, evidently, so he already had one ready to be released. And I think that was Euphoria. But then, like, 616 addresses, like, a lot more of what Drake was saying, basically saying that you're lying, man. You're a liar. Like, you feel like you're caught up, and now you're lying about me in order to make yourself look good. Now you're lying. So he attacked that man that way. I gave that bitch a 7. Euphoria gave a 10. Again, TaylorMade was a 4. And then Drake dropped Family Matters. That's the one where he's funny. Drake is funny, man. Like, that's why he's probably doing memes and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because he's kind of funny with it, though. He took the man van and went to, I guess, Canada with it and then crushed it. the van from Good Kid, Mad City. Good Kid, yeah. So... That was dope. That's the best part of the whole song, was the video. I think this was the long ass video too. But he's too busy trying to make a bopper, right? Now I'm saying, so he even though he went in a little bit, he it was still like he wasn't really really addressing shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was addressing shit, but not nothing that I felt hitting. Now, I gave that a 9 though, because of the video and because he was spitting. But it just didn't feel personal yet. It felt like it was getting there. But when Meet the Grams came and Kendrick addressed the family of Drake, from son to mother to dad to illegitimate other child, girl. Then it got personal, man. That was some straight up Eminem type shit. Like some that's that shit that have you like, oh shit, what the fuck? if you have not heard Meet the Grams, that's the best diss track I've heard probably forever. Like, Eminem went through a cycle where he basically, any part of entertainment, he had someone that he was beefing with. And he went at all them motherfuckers. And some of those things, he went at them in their medium. Like, if it was rock, he did a rock song about him. Country, did a country song about him. You know what I'm saying? He went in there at them in their medium. And he was pretty harsh because Eminem is a battle rapper that doesn't hold back. Kendrick Lamar in Meet the Grams did more than that. Like, this is probably the best diss song I have ever heard in my life. Like, and then it was followed by Not Like Us, which is another 10. And on this one, like on the first one, he addressed the family and then he alluded, hey, mom, you know your son is probably a pedo. You know your son is probably limp-wristed, you know what I'm saying? And you know your son is a pill popper, you know what I'm saying? So this is all the things that he's going through. Apologizing to the man's kids because he's a fucked-ass father. No, this is the type of shit. This type of shit that he's going through, you know what I'm saying? But on Not Like Us, he just went in on that pedo shit. Like, yeah, it was there. It was up. I don't think Drake should respond anymore. I kind of feel like Drake should chill. And Kendrick already said that he don't give a fuck who Drake's crew is. Because he ain't scared of the people that's around Drake. And this shit is up. But I don't think it's gonna go gangster violence and shit like that. I just know it's up. And where Drake was once protected by the meanest gang, well, Drake was protected. And we'll leave it like that. I don't think that Kendrick's crew cares about that shit. So I think Drake should probably just stop. And I say that, I'm probably going to wake up to another one in the morning. All right. So because I did a whole hour before, I'm just going ahead and stop this one here. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. I will probably not post any links on this one. But starting next week when I drop Freestyle Friday, I'll be posting links and everything else. Don't forget to check out Distraction Network on YouTube. That's where you're going to find this place right here. But the YouTube channel is at Distraction Network. Is it? We'll find out. Yeah. At Distraction Network 3188. So go around, look around, play around. My daughter just dropped a track that's going to be coming up on there. It actually probably posted 1 hour and 21 minutes ago. So by the time this drop, you can also go check out my daughter's song. It's called Beat It. Her name's Riley Day on YouTube. So you can find it there. It's posted on my channel. So until next time, take care. Be safe. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.